Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glorify His holy name. Merry Christmas. Glory be unto the Most High God. There is none like Him. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Every day is the Lord's day. Well, we thank God for this time and season that is set aside around the globe to acknowledge Jesus as our Savior, the virgin birth. Glory to God, and Him coming into the world to redeem us back to the Father. Thank God, hallelujah, for such love and even the sacrifice that was made in the midst of it all. We praise you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, oh, the King of glory. And I'm blessed and forgot the words again. But we want to come and bless the Lord and thank God that we open up our heart and allow Him to come into the temple, come into the vessel. And when He come in, let every door be open that He can come in and magnify Himself. Let Him transform us into His image, and flesh has to die because God, glory to God, want to occupy these vessels that He may get the glory. He said He's a jealous God, and He's glory. I have no other God before Him. So our flesh has to die so we won't get caught up in the images in glory to God in this world concerning education, families, and jobs, and glory to God, all the prestige and power struggles, everything else that's going on that we will deny our flesh. We won't get caught up in the greed and everything else that the world is offering. So we have to come and worship and magnify His name because truly He is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God again for this time that we can come together and magnify the Lord. And glory to God, I give Him what's rightly due Him. So we're going to spend a little time just sharing of the goodness of the Lord and thinking about, glory to God, the power of prayer, being focusing, refocusing, waiting on Him, trusting Him, leaning on Him, learning to allow Him to have free reign in our lives. Because this is a time like never before. The enemy is using situations and circumstances to draw so many people's attention that they don't even recognize the time that we're living in and the tricks and the snares of the enemy. But God said, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. In His word, He show us everything, glory to God, and reveal unto us what we're going to need to walk on this journey. So we can't afford to allow the enemy to trick us with excuses. But if we don't deny this flesh and get in that word and let that word get in us and get in a place of faith and trust and resting in the Lord and casting the cares and praying and seeking His face and opening our hearts, glory to God, to hear the voice of the Lord and obey His voice, the adversary will have free reign and will be in a place of constantly being defeated. Up and down and all around, going on a merry-go-round, on a Ferris wheel, glory to God, a roller coaster sometimes, and sometimes just standing still, glory to God, with no direction. And it's a scripture that says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's different because we're open to hear and seek His face to find out what He's saying. But when we're just standing still, making time, God is not getting any glory. And no praise, glory to God, or no honor is He receiving if we're just idly out there. Because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And true enough, it is so true that it is. We already got into the message, but we're still going to glorify the Lord. Father, as we come in your presence today, we come with thanksgiving. We come glorifying and magnifying you. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God, glory to God, for peace and joy. Thank God for our families. Thank God for food and clothing and shelter. Thank God, glory to God, for a peace of mind, a regulated mind. Thank God, glory to God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. There is none like him. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, we ask you to forgive us for every offense against your word. Deliver us out of the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that we may stand, glory to God, and hold fast to the promises of the Lord. God, you are so wonderful. And God, we thank God for Jesus again, for the virgin birth. Thank God, hallelujah, for you blessing us to be able to come in your presence, go over that with thanksgiving and thanking Jesus. Ah, God, for even loving us so much that the Father sent him to the earth and he desired to come and come into a body, go over to God, into a vessel that's a virgin, and to come forth, go over to God, to do great works, and then also to sacrifice his life that we may be able to be used for the kingdom of God, but most of all, that we are redeemed back to the Father, that we have a chance, an opportunity, glory to God, for a rebirth, a new life in Christ. And we thank God for those that have already came to that, glory, that knowledge and that wisdom and understanding so they can access him into their lives. But it's not enough for we to receive Christ as Savior and be converted and also even receive the Holy Spirit. We have to be in a mindset daily to walk in obedience and our trust and faith in it and build ourselves up in our most holy faith on a daily basis. So we give God glory and give God praise for this new day. And as we are to be witnesses and be a light, we're to be that light on the hill. Jesus is the light, the way, the truth. Hallelujah. We need to be, as he said, because in him we live and move and have our being. And he said, greater works we shall do. But it's faith. It's faith. It's faith. It's submission and obedience. It's walking in truth and denying and being in a place to keep a convicted heart of repentance. And repent, not to repent because I got caught, but repent because, glory to God, I want to live a life that's pleasing in Jesus' sight, and I want him to be able to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, when the work is done down here, when it's over with. But in the meantime, we're to walk in the power and the authority that he's given us in this earth realm to be a light. Whether people want to hear the truth or not, we are commanding, glory to God, to be the witness, to be the light. Ah, glory, we're not to badger anybody. We're just supposed to live a life, glory to God, and speak when God gives us to speak, to be able to stand and walk in righteousness and holiness. Ah, he said, only the pure in heart shall see God. So, God, we thank you for the power of prayer in the name of Jesus. And we have to know that there is power in prayer. But we just can't stand and say, we're just going to pray and that's it. We got to be able to pray and obey. Because he said he glory to God, don't want to sacrifice him. He want, glory to God, for us to walk, glory to God, in a place when we hear his voice, hear his word, or whatever he commands us to do, glory to God, to do so. Not to look for sacrifices and trying to get around it and trying to maneuver and trying to do things, glory to God, that we think for him to bless, and for our flesh to be appeased. No, glory to God. He wants, glory to God, us to be to a place that when we know what his word is saying, we hear what his word is saying, we see what his word is saying through the Bible, the 66 books, when he speaks, glory to God, through whatever vessel that he used, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And he said, whosoever will, let him come. So what are we going to do, glory to God, about submission and obedience to the Lord. He even said in his word, don't make a vow, glory to God, and don't keep it. It's dangerous for us to be confessing things to the Lord and this, that, and the other, and then we find ourselves walking in disobedience, walking in rebellion, walking, glory to God, just the opposite of what the word of God is saying, or compromising. We're going to do part of what he say and not the rest. What happened, glory to God, to King Saul? When he turned back around and God then gave him instructions, and he decides to be rebellious and go over there and do part of what God said, even when he told him to kill up all the Amalekites, when they went to war. Don't leave nothing. That means no child, no cattle, no mule, no nothing. Glory to God, nothing living. He brings back, glory to God, the best of the stock, glory to God, of the animals, and also the king. And then when Samuel comes, he says, did you do what God told you? Oh, yeah, I did it. He said, what is that? I hear bleeping in my ear. And glory to God, oxen. And what I'm like, well, the people. God gave him instructions. You are to follow the instructions that I've given you. You are not to deviate from the path of what God said. That lets you know that when people do that and they want to blame other people, it's something on the inside of them, the reason why they do what they do. But if there is an opportunity where they can bring somebody else into why I did it, and even go out whether they're angry, frustrated, or whether they just did something just to appease the flesh. Glory to God. We are praying like never before. It's a time that we need to wake up and realize we need to seek the face of the Lord. Pray. Seek his face and obey. And then the things that we need to refocus, there'll be some challenges and trials and tribulations come. He said they will. And he said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He is the greater one on the inside of us. But we got to be willing and glory to God, determined. And have a mindset like never before to live a life that's according to his will. Willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. But we cannot, glory to God, do it on a part-time basis. God, glory to God, bless, glory to God, the ones when it rain on the just as well as the unjust. But when it comes to the things of God, when he called his people out and asking them, glory to God, turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves and obey, glory to God, and repent and submit ourselves to him, he'll heal the land. But so we have an inside track of the blessings. If you walk up right before me, I hold no good thing from you. Glory, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He said, glory, I warned you of what the enemy came to do, to kill, steal, and destroy, but I came to give you life and life more abundantly. He told us in his word, even in 1 Peter 5, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and I will exalt you. Because if you exalt yourself, I'm going to bring you down and bring you a base. But people say, oh, I want God to humble you. No, you don't. If you really know wisdom and you know truth, you know how to rightly divide the word of truth, you'll know that he is not wanting us to glory to God for us. That's not the word for us, for him to have to humble us. Because there will be some challenges and some chastisement and some things over to God. We'll wish that we had did it on our own. So he said, humble yourself, and I will do the exalting. Then he untold us in his word that devil, glory to God, how he came, glory to God, and he came to devour us. And then, glory, he told us to be alert, glory to God. We're to be alert, and we'll be in a place, glory to God, that we'll have our ears open and our heart open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and walk accordingly so the enemy won't be so easily to trick us and snare us. Because he got a plan for us, and he want to establish us and settle us, and he wants to bless us, but it has to be his way. There is no negotiation. Just like people think they can go and have a party and this and that, step out of the will of the Lord and get over here and do a little thing for the world, jump back over here and this right here. He said, you can't serve no two masters. You're going to hate one and love the other, and they're going to know you, my disciples, by the love you have one for another. They're going to know that tree, whether it's of me or not, and so forth, like it's by the fruit it bears. And one thing it is, you're not going to be able to negotiate in hell. Once that decision is made and you determine that you want to live right for the Lord or you want to play these little games and glory to God, and the curtain closed and that door closed just like it was with the five foolish, glory to God, because the five wise made it in, into glory to God. But in that door closed, no matter what, it's over with then, because there's no negotiation, because he gives us all this time now to line our lives up with what his word is saying. Learning how to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage and allow him to strengthen our hearts. But in the meantime, if we don't do it God's way and we allow the enemy, glory to God, to trick us, there is no way out. Right now we have all the opportunities to pray, to seek the face of the Lord, and to turn from our wicked ways and to allow God to use us for his glory and, glory to God, for his honor. Praise the Lord. Amen. As soon as God calls us, we need to move. We need to be obedient. We need to submit. Glory to God. He done told us obedience is better than sacrifice. Glory to God. We're going to go back and look at Matthew 14, 20 2:31. We're just going to be skipping around on it a little bit. It says prayer, glory to God. And I'm talking about not only prayer, refocusing and waiting on the Lord. Now, faith requires focus. It says Peter walked on the water like Jesus. But first of all, God had told the disciples when they had, had been with the crowd and he told them, you all go on the other side. He parted from them all. He went up into the mountain and prayed. And it's so imperative that we spend time with the Lord and go pray. Now, as the Father, I mean, with the Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, spend time going before the Father to pray and separate himself from everybody so he can, whether it was to build himself up, whether he need to hear instruction from the Lord to find directions or God's command, he spent time with the Father. We need to get away from all the voices, glory to God, and to be able to hear him clearly. And when he speaks, be able to sit and listen and hear, because prayer is imperative in our lives. That's where we're at, spending time with the Lord, and it's not a one-way street. We compare, we get and make our laundry list to the Lord and all the things that we have to go through and all the situations and circumstances around us. No, we have to be to a place that I am going to seek the face of the Lord and listen to his voice and give the truth, let him give me instruction. And it may be some challenging times because he told us there are going to be many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. There'll be trials and tribulations and so forth, will be a good cheer. But when we get that faith and build ourselves up enough, we can not only hear that scripture don't sound foreign, but it'll be a way of life that we can really stand and we'll know without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, God will, because I've experienced it. I've seen it. And not only that, it's in his word, so it's true, even with the old patriarchs. It can be people around us. We done seen them go through their various trials with situations and circumstances, grow up with their families or with the need of healing or deliverance or things going on or grief or sorrow or loss of jobs, loss of homes, or all kind of different things that happen. Glory to God, about to lose their mind because of so much pressure and so forth and so forth. Then, glory to God, abused, ostracized, criticized, and glory to God, God bless. And we have seen it and we have experienced it. And so as that time go on and God bring us out of this, we build that up and we build ourselves up some more. And then we build ourselves up, more and more we get to a place when challenges come, we can bind the devil and take authority. Some things we don't even have to look back and just wonder about. We'll know already, oh, my God, it already took me to this, that, and the other. This thing right here, devil, you a liar. The blood of Jesus against you. Oh, glory, I bind you and loose you from your assignment. So in the midst of all of that, standing on our faith and prayer and focus, and sometimes we got to refocus after we're going through a trial or situation. The enemy will try to knock us down. Sometimes he does. But in the meantime, we know how to get back up. Glory to God. A just man may fall 7 times, but nevertheless, we use that word, the power of his authority and the anointing that he's given us, glory to God, and reaching up, looking up to the hills was coming to our help, and looking into the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith, remembering what his word says and his promises. When his word go out, it will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. He's that kind of God. And we got to learn, even as we were talking before, waiting on the Lord and learning, glory to God, in the midst of while we were waiting. Don't let the time trip us up just because it was 2 years or 5 years over here. Look at some of the old port patriarchs, the man that had to go over at the pool. 38 years, glory to God, whatever his situation was, Jesus came through, glory to God, and that wanted to know, glory to God, he wanted to be healed and whatever, like, but he complained about he couldn't be thrown in the water. Yeah, he had a condition, but nevertheless, looking at the big picture, Jesus, glory to God, delivered him out of the hand of the enemy. Glory to God, they had him bound and crippled and pick up his bed and was able to go and walk. Look at, glory to God, Hannah. Oh, praise. She was tormented by her husband's other wife that just keep having babies and tormenting and agitating her. And she kept going to the temple to pray, kept going to the temple and pray, believing, glory to God, for the baby. But once her heart got to the place, you know, that, you know what? Even, Lord, when you're giving this baby, I'm going to dedicate him to you and give him back to you. Oh, Sheba. Hallelujah. That's how much, glory to God, she was wanting the baby, but to have the baby and embrace the baby, but I'm willing to sacrifice and give him back to you. And she kept her word. God honored that. Even while she was in the temple, glory to God, she was praying, glory to God, so much so that, glory to God, her lips weren't even moving. And Eli thought she was drunk, glory to God, even at that hour of the day. She had to let him know, no. And glory to God, the man of God, if he was really discerning, he would have known. But sometimes that's the way things go. And you're not going to know all things anyway. But nevertheless, sometimes it's a miss like that. But nevertheless, she got blessed and had a child and dedicated Samuel, back, glory to God, to the Lord, and took him to the temple, glory to God, for Eli to raise him. And what's so sad about that, too, in obedience, look at, glory to God, how Samuel was able to raise, Eli was able to raise Samuel up as a man of God, glory to God, true to God, and his own sons laying at the temple, having sex, and glory to God, and desecrating, glory to God, the offerings and whatever like this, and never put them in check. And the very young child that he's been raised up in the admiration of the Lord had to hear a word from God and so forth like this. He thought it was Eli speaking, but like he told him to go back and say, here I am, Lord. And as he speaks to him, let him know, glory to God, going to chastise you for not being obedient to things you could have done. Glory. So it's not enough for us to be good over here, do this and be obedient in this over here and that, and not, glory to God, carry out the assignments of other things God has given us. So his life, glory to God, was lost down later, glory to God, and fell and broke his neck and stuff like this right here. But the thing about it, we got to make sure whatever God has given us to do, thank God for mercy and grace, because it was mercy and grace all this long time that he even allowed all of this foolishness to go on while he was raising Samuel up, glory to God, in the house. God still was merciful to Eli, glory to God, even when he still had time to repent and get things right with those sons. But he did do what God ordained for him to do, to raise Samuel up in the temple. And glory to God, we thank God, like we said with Hannah, prayed and believed God and had faith, and God blessed and gave her that son. Oh, glory to God. There's so many other ones that God has blessed. I said I was going to stay in a long time, so I was going to think about going down the line with those other patriarchs, but I just want to make sure I get some key things in. We thank God for Mother Alexander, just me and her tonight, but we bless the Lord. And it says, glory to God, God told you, Peter and the disciples, glory to God, to go over to the other side. Now, when he told them to go on to the other side, he already know a storm was coming. I like what Bishop Berner had said, glory to God, about, you know, of course we know God knows all things, but how God will turn back around in the midst of sometimes, glory to God, he will send, either command us, glory to God, to do something that will be trouble down on the journey, or, glory, I put it in my own words, or he knows, but at the end, glory to God, that well, as the beginning, that no matter what, just cause something is going to go on, and he send you, he already got a plan. God already got a plan. Jesus told the disciples to go on ahead of him when he told them, glory to God, that he was when he told them to get in the boat to go on the other side. He knew the storm was coming, but in the meantime, that's sometimes God will order our steps to do some things, and some trouble might down the road. That doesn't stop the fact that God told us we know we have an enemy to contend with. So there'll be troubles and trials, but if God said it, you got to have the faith to know he'll improve himself in so many ways that he's going to protect us, he's going to shield. We just never know, glory to God, of how we may have to go through the storm, but we all to know the outcome going to be blessed, even though some trouble might go in the midst of all the situations. He's trying to get us more and more as we go through to be dependent on him and to trust him. So as he told them to go on to the other side, Jesus broke away from the crowd and went into the mountains to pray. How imperative it is to pray. We said that already earlier. And every now and then, you need to get alone and pray. It is essential. It is vital. It's most imperative, important, glory to God, for us to get that time spent with the Lord so we can get some direction, so we can get built up, we can get some wisdom, we can, glory to God, find some discernment, but we need to make sure, glory to God, we don't do all the talking. We got to be able to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying too as well. Okay, and so Peter, glory to God, the Lord, glory to God, when they got a ways down the over in the lake, there came someone walking on the water. And so the disciples were real fearful, glory to God, and saying afraid. And glory to God, when they saw that, they thought it was a ghost. And so they cried out in fear. But Jesus said, in 27 verses, Jesus said immediately, said to them, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. And then he says, Lord, and then Peter said in the 28th verse, says, if it's you, Lord, bid me to come or tell me to come on the water. And so the Lord did just say the word come. That's all he did. Peter stepped out on the word on the water. Because it's not natural, glory to God, for us, anyone to walk on the water. But we're not talking about in a boat or on a surfboard or this, that, and the other. We're talking about actually walking on the water. So, glory to God, he stepped out. But even after he stepped out, the winds were blowing and whatever, like this right here, even when he got out. But his attention was on Jesus, and he walked on the water. But then it came up, you know, our things come and distract us, and that's just the adversary's MO, to distract us. And when the distraction came, it took his eyes off the Lord. That's why we have to focus and refocus. And so that's just like the enemy. Situations are come and occur. There was natural events going on with the elements. But in the meantime, look how beautiful it was that he was still so close to Jesus that when he said, Lord, help, there was God's hand, reached out Jesus' hand to really lift him up. And people might have complained about, oh, he took his eyes off. Look at those ones who were sitting back in the boat that was in there fearful, those right here being cowards. He was bold enough. He was, glory to God, courageous enough to know that's my Lord. If Jesus walked on the water, and then even when Jesus left the scene, glory to God, he didn't tell them then, but he was saying, you know, what he did tell them at some time, greater works that you shall do. But in the meantime, this was a time, so forth like this, for us to look at the fact that, glory to God, in the midst of some situations we will be put in, but how we're going to have the faith to be able to stand and to trust, and even when it seemed like everything is breaking loose and there's no way out. That's the kind of God we serve, because he told us to speak to the mountains. On the other side of our blessing, our healing, our deliverance, or whatever it is that we've been believing God for, when everything on this side of the mountain is saying there's no way possible, as in whatever, you might as well give up. You might as well not pray. There's no way, glory to God. You might as well turn your back on the Lord. This, that, and the other. All the things, even with Job, it went through, and whatever like this, that one man, and whatever like this. But at the end of the day, and so forth like that, when the wife even told him after everything that happened, curse God and God, she done seen all the suffering and everything he done been through. They done lost children and cattle and everything else. So there's a prima side of her. But the thing about it, Jesus, God had already said, told not to touch his soul. And whatever like this right here, even though the enemy can bring all these things, but in the meantime, he had faith to know that his servant in the midst was, glory to God, going to come out victorious. And glory to God, we got to build ourselves up in faith to know, glory to God, if God said a thing, he got a plan and a purpose on the other side of it to bring us through. It can be challenging sometimes. It can be heartbreaking sometimes. It can be, glory to God, overwhelming sometimes. It can be grief sometimes, whatever. But God will walk us through. We just got to keep pressing and pursuing, even in the midst of the pain and disappointment. God will bring us through if only we will trust and believe and obey. Glory to God. And I praise the Lord. Glory to God. He's helping us daily. But sometimes it seems like, whoa. And even when we had the point, it seemed like we all want to about to give up. God got a way of restoring and building us up, or sending help or sending encouragement or sending a word, glory to God, to help us continue in the faith. And so, glory to God, the Lord blessed, and as Elon cried out, save me, God immediately, glory to God, Jesus immediately reached out, oh, glory to God. And we have to know, in the midst of all these things that go on, God has a plan. The enemy wants destruction. Hell is enlarging itself daily. But God has given us opportunity when we hear his voice and we listen to him and we allow him to come in. He can walk us through and bring us through. After getting saved, there's a work we still have to do. Saving, God saved us. He prayed the price and the penalty. Before us walking, there's going to be a sacrifice we have to do. Romans 12 say, I beseech you therefore, brethren, as Paul said, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. That's the problem with too many people, glory to God, is getting conformed to this world. The glitter and the glamour, the money, the greed, the prestige and all. Money is not the sin, it's the love of it. When we get so in love with it, do anything for it, glory to God, and try to whatever, don't care who you hurt, who you step on, who you criticize, who, glory to God, and that's the problem. But when we turn back around and use it the way God says to use it, we have to pay bills. Things got to do for glory to God, even for our future, for things that got to be taken care of, glory to God, with our financial situation. He wants us to use wisdom. Even when Jesus was in the earth realm, when Caesar needed his, glory to God, that the funds that needed for Jesus told Peter to go look in the fish's mouth to get that money, glory to God, so he can pay the taxes. But nevertheless, so we got to make sure whatever we do, seek the face of the Lord. Let the Lord lead us and guide us and leave, glory to God, ourselves in a place that we can pray and seek the face of God and let God bless. He wants us to listen to his command. Sometimes God will send us in places We didn't volunteer to go. That was something that God did, even when he sent him on a boat, even though he knew across the lake. He already knew what was going to take place. But God wanted our dependency to learn to be on him. Jesus told, okay, and then also we have to even look at even when he told Abraham, he said, come out from among your kindreds and stuff like this. And he told them, you know, to send him out in a place he'd never been before. And what a, how glory to God, he was going to be the father of many nations and all the blessings that was going to take place. So we have to know, in order for God's blessings to be fulfilled in us, we have to be submitted and obedient to whatever he called and commanded us to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's so many other things we can be talking about, but remember Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans, I know the thoughts. I think told you that declares the Lord thoughts over to God. He will said that he declares the Lord and said that he wants us to prosper and be good health and let us know that whatever he does is not for evil, it's for good. And he want to give us a future and give us the plan that he have for us. So praise the Lord. Let's see if I'm going to skip a little bit. Oh, because just trying to get some things from the Lord that's come out of my, out of the spirit. And also the main thing is about our prayer life. We got to have a prayer life. We got to be to a point. But you can't just pray without faith. You got to have faith and you got to have trust. And what's the use to pray if you're not going to obey? What's the use to pray if you don't believe? God gives you the power of attorney. He is a holy God. You must be holy, righteous vessel, walking in obedience. Repent and obey. Waiting on the promises of God. Genesis, Abraham promised from God, the prophetic promise, and the Jacob came through the tribes, the 12 tribes of Abraham, and was given by God to be the father of many nations. Jesus told the disciples to get, okay, we don't say about the boat. As soon as, okay, let me see what else I'm all right. Don't you, oh, no, we got to get to a place in there where storms comes in life and don't jump ship and don't allow the enemy to go over to God to tear us off the path, even when God got a plan and a promise for us. Just like when you told, when Peter, Paul was on the ship, glory to God, and he was a prisoner there, but in the meantime, there was a storm and whatever was going on the ocean, and they wanted, glory to God, to let stuff down and get off the boat and whatever like this. But an angel that told Paul and so forth, no harm will come to anyone if they stay on the ship, don't jump ship, and so forth. Like, oh, the storm did tear up the ship and everything, but not one life was lost, glory to God, when they went across and whatever they came across on broken pieces. So what I'm saying, when we go through trials and tribulations and different things and God commands, storms may go on and things may happen, but we got to know, no matter what, God is going to fulfill his word on the other side of that. It's going to be a good outcome. It may not be the way that we think. And then also the stuff that goes on in life, we got to recognize the fact is, God has a plan, and no matter what the enemy's doing or what he's saying or how it's over to God, the storm be raging and things that are happening, or people do things, and we're glory to God, be provoked to things, glory to God, if we don't listen to the voice of the Lord. But we have to make sure, build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Know there are going to be some things that go on. Know, glory to God, no matter what. Am I going to turn this thing over and trust God and let him bring us through or bring us out, or am I going to put my hand in it and allow it to be a mess, and then I'm going to further back my blessing that he had for me may either get delayed or get denied or end up not having it at all. Jesus is a bridge over troubled water. He knows the trouble was coming in the water. He is the master of the storm. God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He already knew some storms. You just have to ride it out because the master is with you. Glory to God. This is the time when they was on the ship. Glory to God, and the storm was going on, and they said, Master, do you care that we perish and so forth like this? They haven't forgot all about the miraculous miracles God already wrought and did and whatever in their presence and with them and so forth. Now you got the power of glory to God of the master on the ship with you, and you're letting the storm because it's shaking and you're up and doing whatever. And that happens in our lives. And sometimes we got to come to ourselves. But then they turn back around and go, oh, God, you don't care? God, you don't care? Oh, this doesn't happen. I don't know why you let this happen or why you let that happen. And so forth, we've got to remember, wait a minute. Bring yourself back to the place that who is on board. And right now he's on board and inside of us through the Spirit. And people still, glory to God, instead of acknowledging God, acknowledging the Spirit of the Lord, they let the Holy Spirit lead and guide them. Instead of doing that, sometimes they jump ahead of him, glory to God, and do part of what God says, and then we don't acknowledge when the Spirit is saying, go left, go right, don't do this. No, we turn back around and get our feelings and emotions, and then we get ourselves caught up in some things. Then we want the Lord to hurry up and get us out. And sometimes we say things, and then, glory to God, we ought to be quiet and let the Holy Spirit speak before we get in trouble. We say, then now we want to call on the Lord for him to come and rescue us. But no, he wants you to be still and let him talk and not turn back around and want him to rescue after you finish making a mess. Well, praise the Lord. Anyway, Jesus was in the storm, but there was no storm in Jesus. Praise the Lord. No matter in time, oh, my God, what did I write in that song? We just got to learn how to depend on the Lord. Amen. John 14:60, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's why when you have Jesus with you, you can be in the storm but not have a storm inside of you. That's why we talk about that God in his word, and Philippians says about the peace. He will give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on him. And then there's times when he has told us he'll give us that. He has said the peace that he gives is not as the world gives. Praise the Lord. There is a slight situation to deal with. Real quick, I'll pause just one minute. Be right back. Sorry I had to do that, but I'll be right back to the computer in just a moment. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify him, because he is worthy of every praise, and he will not have us thinking of Satan's devices. Amen. Bless the Lord. And remind me of that oven. Don't take no chances. Praise the Lord. Remember Peter when he slept between the soldiers in prison with a death threat on his life. Herod had already killed James and whatever. And so he went there. He was resting. He was in a place of rest and peace in the Lord. So whether God delivered him on the earth, in here in the earth realm, or whether he went on to glory, he was at peace. That's something else to be in a place that no matter what your life is threatened or you on, glory to God, the your name is coming up in a matter of hours or in a day, glory to God, for the enemy to destroy you. But still yet be able to have the peace that no matter what the outcome, he was in a place of resting in his faith and trust, even in with his relationship with the Lord Jesus. Esther, after fighting, after fasting prayer, she went to see the king on behalf of her people. If she said, if I perish, let me perish. I'm going before the king, seeking the face of God, wait on his instructions and moved by faith, because even when Mordecai told him about Mordecai had told him about whoever the one that was trying to destroy the Jews, she informed Esther and so forth, like that's including her life too as well, and also to find out what she can do. I want to know what her uncle want to know what she can do and stuff like that about the situation. And so she, to make it long story short, she came to a conclusion and so forth like this. Well, you know what? I cannot go before the king except no one's supposed to go before the king except he beckoned them or put out his scepter. But in the meantime, she told them the people to fast, and she'll fast, and whatever like this. And so when God put it in her spirit, that's why it's so important to pray and seek the face of God to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because the enemy is all out about destroying. Kill, destroy. Kill, destroy. He want to steal from us. He want to kill us, and he want to destroy us. And if he can do all of them at once, in sequence, he would do that too as well. And so she already knew what the law was, but the God that she served is greater. The greater is he on the inside of us than he is after us. And so she said that when they fast and God gave her instruction, and she said, if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the king. God turned that thing around and gave favor. And glory to God, the very one that had sent out the messages, and glory to God, called himself trying to manipulate the king. Everything turned around. He was the one already set up, glory to God, a hangman loose for Mordecai, I believe. But anyway, God turned around, and he is the one that ended up hanging out there. So God got away. When people turn back around and want to dig a ditch for them, they fall in it themselves. And sometimes he set it up over to God. He'll make our enemies our footstool. Praise the Lord. What time is it? Don't tell me I don't win. Oh, okay. All righty. Thank the Lord. We make it away the clock. We're going to believe instructions and move by faith. Jesus and the disciples, they were feeling. Wait a minute. Let me move on a little bit. Let me move on because I get caught up in another message. Don't jump overboard. Let's see. Waiting on the promises of God. There's a great challenges in our lives. When we get in a bridge in life, bridge is a place of transition. Transition means you are coming from something, going to something, but you are stuck in between. Don't die in that place. You're supposed to be delivered, but don't die there where you are to be delivered from. God, I need you. I'm in the midst of a storm. That's what could be our cry. God knew the storm would be hard. That's why he didn't tell you. Because he did, if he did tell you, you would not have signed up to get on board. And you know, that's so true in life. On some things that God, if we think about it, our lives, as well as many others, old patriots and people in our lives, and people, glory to God, even to come, even after we're gone, there are going to be things that God say do or lead us into that, like you said earlier, we didn't volunteer for. But God has a plan on the other end of it. But if we knew some things ahead of time and some of the storms that we would have to go through or either had gone through already, no way. We would have been fighting and screaming and hollering and crying and just going through all kinds of changes before we can be able to really settle down and submit ourselves to some of these things. Now, that's in some trials, and that's even after we done build a relationship. But other times it may be the fact that this particular trial was so hard. But there's some people that don't have a relationship like they ought to be with God, and they just fall and holler and scream about any and everything because the fact is they haven't built themselves up in the faith in Jesus and spent time with him and listened to his voice and seen the miraculous miracles. And as other people can see miracles in other people's lives, but if they don't have no relationship, they don't know what that is for to have faith to be still. Other than that, the enemy will continually have them shaking in their boots or glory to God or shaking around like a rag doll or have them walk around talking foolishness instead of talking truth. Every time you turn around, they got something silly to say, or contrary to when you're trying to tell them truth or trying to help them through something, they always got a rebuttal. That's why it's so important to pray, seek the face of God, get in his word, and obey what he's saying, and open our hearts to walking in the truth of what he says. And sometimes it's going to take pressing and pursuing, even when fear try to come. We have to bind fear up and say, I'm pressing and pursuing anyway, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I am with you, carry your peace with you. In the middle of life, that's when people start breaking down. Not in the beginning. That's when they are excited when they first start out. Right in the middle, breaking down, whatever they got, or having a meltdown, and so forth, in the middle of whatever the trial. Because they can God come in and tell them something. They're all excited about it. God bless and move it. And soon as the rubber really hit the road, or they really have some serious challenges, then, glory to God, they start breaking down and falling down. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Oh, bless God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You're so wonderful to us. Oh, glory. You'll be coming in a minute. Praise the Lord. You doing all right there, Mother? You doing okay?
Hello. Yes, my dear. I'm fine, my dear. Just opening the door for the next grandson just came.
Okay, then. We'll be finished.
Oh, no, but I'm listening. No, I'm listening to this. We've been it.
Praise God. And it says the vision, out of vision, the people, so when God give a vision, we got to learn, glory to God, even though the vision tarry, to wait for it. There is something God is doing every, close it back. There is something God is doing, even though he has been silent for a while. Here comes the devil. You must have, glory to God, faith to hold on, even when the devil starts talking or speaking, to bind and to loosen, because he done told us without a vision the people perish, and the enemy going to come and try to attack, make it look not look so, or that it's going to come to pass. He's always busy trying to do anything to get us to deviate off the path, or quiet us over to God, to backslide, or just to go back in the world, or cause glory to murmur and complain, because he know if he can get us murmuring and complaining. You said in your word in James, one, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He wants you to be unstable, but we got to make sure, no matter what, I'm going to stand on the promises of the Lord. And when I need to touch and agree with faith with somebody else, then I'll do that, whatever I need to do. Praise the Lord. When we lose connection, we lose power. John 15, God, Jesus is the vine, we are the branches, and every branch, glory to God, that don't produce fruit, he glory to God, cut it away. Some people leave mentally or physically. Some people have left mentally or emotionally absent, and mentally or emotionally unavailable. And we said when they lose power, mentally or physically, their body can be in a place, but their mind is someplace else. They're not tuned into the Spirit of God. I know they turn back around and they're kind of walking in faith, walking in fear. Glory to God, up and down. Glory to God, and doing like a seesaw. Then the other times and so forth like this, they can be so emotionally caught up in so many things, they can't grasp faith and whatever like this. Until we yield ourselves and deny ourselves and turn these problems and situations over into the Lord, there are going to be chaos, when the enemy's always going to have us, glory, in a place either for fearfulness or disobedience or rebellion, or always trying to appease the flesh and making excuses, justifying and denying. There are some physical, but let the building, let the building emotional, building, there need to be building to step up. No, I missed something on my paper here. Oh, let that building emotional. When you lose connection, you lose power connecting through communication. And we got to keep our communication open with the Lord, as we have said earlier, concerning prayer, and then let him talk, and don't just bring just our laundry to him in every situation. And because he already knew beforehand, but he told us to act, and it shall be given, seek, shall find, knock, and the door shall be open. You're supposed to be casting the cares and the concerns to him, but we can't just keep coming, murmuring, and complaining. When are we going to get to the point that we have faith and we're going to trust and believe God? You said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. We will start off with the sincere milk of the Lord. When we master that and start growing, just like a baby learned to crawl, walk, and talk, when we start, glory to God, they start off maybe drinking on milk, and then they start with a little pablet and a little bit of, you know, soft food, this, that, and the other, and they start to a point where they can digest and eat meat. We got to be to that point when we start growing in God. We shouldn't be 5 and 10 years old, still, glory to God, having them little spiritual boo-boos and still, glory to God, sucking on milk and can't seem to get out of it. You got to want this. And so forth. He gave every man a measure of faith. So what you do with your faith, that's going to make all the difference. If you abuse your connection, you can lose access to the power. You never abuse your connection. Your connection with Jesus Christ. We're the vine. I mean, he's the vine. We're the branches. God is our, the Father is the husbandman. Now, we got to make sure that we continue to allow God to bless and prune us, because he is pruning, cutting away things, stuff in our flesh that the spirit man can come alive, and the parasites, the things of this world, the things that were going, just like when they cut a boy out of rosebush, it seemed to have been blooming okay that year, pretty good. And then he pruned it, when people pruned it, almost like it's so naked, and then it just blossoms so beautifully, glory to God. And when we get things out of our lives and someone that's weighing us down and holding us down, and our faith get built up, and we get strength and courage, and our eyes come open, our ears come open to things, and we start trusting and yielding more to the Lord, we blossom more, we grow more. Then somebody can, glory to God, grasp faith from our faith we're pouring into them, and then they can be able to grow. We're growing, and then that way we can be able to help somebody. How can the blind lead the blind? Glory to God, they're both going to fall in the ditch, but it's glory to God, as I grow in grace and God continue to bless and my eyes come open and ears come open, I start yielding more to the Spirit of the Lord. You start seeing the light of Jesus Christ more. My flesh is dying more. You don't see me in the same kind of attitude, things that I was doing and whatever, being cut away. Then you can be grasped back and let somebody else can draw strength from that. So somebody might give their life to the Lord and the only thing they ever saw was watching your life. You might be the only Bible they read. What are they reading about you? And we're not talking about deciding what kind of life are you living before them. Because they said they're going to be able to know the tree by the fruit it bears. So what kind of fruit? Because there can't be no fruit cocktail. There ain't going to be no oranges and lemons and grapes and glory to God, apples and peaches and all on the same tree. They all have their own, glory to God, tree or vine that they grow on. So what are they identifying with you? In the middle of coming from the Old Testament to the New Testament, Malachi, last chapter, 4 ends, 4 through 6, and up to Matthew 6 and 1, there is over 400 years of biblical silence. What a long time, a long bridge between, glory to God, the Old Testament and New before God spoke because of sin and all the things that went on in between that before he sent Jesus on the scene to redeem us back to the Father. That's a long time not here for God. And that's something else to think about. People, when they're doing disconnected from the Lord, sometimes they've been fired up and saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they start going in their own way, justifying, denying, using his name, going through, glory to God, still trying to operate on some gifts and this and that. But they really have been disconnected from the Lord. And that takes away from your anointing. That's why they see a gift in operation, but where's the anointing? And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Where is that life that you see you looking lifeless? And then the power that you walked in and the respect that you had from people recognizing that the way that you were living a life that was glorifying the Lord, and now all you can see is flesh on parade. The disconnect from power, no open revelation, nothing from God. They're talking about all through all that time until God blessed and brought Jesus on the scene. So we thank God for God blessing and bringing Jesus on the scene to redeem us back to the Father, even at this precious time that we're living in now. And we thank God, glory to God, that we are part of the kingdom for those that are giving their lives and praying for those that haven't given their lives to the Lord. And they'll recognize this will be a time, too, as well, to acknowledge him and be thankful for him, glory to God, in the earth realm. And praise God, glory to God, for those that are celebrating his birth and not just celebrating a gift, because he's the greatest gift that was ever given when the Father gave him, glory to God, as our sacrifice. And he gave us his life for a sacrifice and redeeming us back. Praise the Lord. We're going to read this and get ready to leave. Don't try to push growth. Wait on the Lord. When you are really submitted to God, you have to realize a man's heart and mind might plan his own ways, but the Lord directs his steps. In other words, don't stay married to the script you had planned. There are some people that create their own little vision, their little a vision chart, and they want every I dotted and every T crossed, and they don't realize this may not be the will of God. You may try to climb the ladder of success to get to the top, realizing your ladder was leaning against the wrong building. Now what to do? It is imperative that we look over there to the Lord and seek his face, and that's what he says Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his all this righteousness and everything else will be added. So we don't have to worry about what we should eat, what we should drink, what we should put on, this, that, and the other, the marriage, whatever direction, glory to God. And you said, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. God wants, glory to God, for us to seek him. He got a plan, as I said earlier, but we got to find out what the plan is. He wants to bless and prosper us. And if we go over and deny this flesh and do it his way, glory to God, be willing and obedient, go out and you shall eat the good of the land. And he done told us, glory to God, that glory to God, the plan that he has. I mean, even in this plan, what things, glory out, may be occurring, why he done gave us a plan or gave us, go out, a vision, a dream. He said, Romans 8:28, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. They're going to be the enemy, going to come and try to, glory out, annihilate what God has said. He'll come in and try to intervene on what God has said and try to turn it around or bring some words like he had brought to Eve and take the scriptures and bring it in some deception and so forth like this. When he was told her, when God had said, don't eat off this tree, he said, oh, no, when you open your eyes, it's going to be like, you're going to be like God's and whatever. He just don't want you. But, yes, he didn't say. He'll take one word or two words and twist it around and change it to fit. And that's why the Bible says, that the words are not, the Bible's words is not for no private interpretation. We got to know that when God's word is spoken, it's settled for what it is. Man will try to twist it and turn it, which is doing it right these days, to manipulate and make it all kinds of religions and cults and cults and different everything and just for feelings and just for to feel better about whenever you're doing your sin or whatever you're doing and whatever makes you feel good. So we take the scripture. Well, he didn't say, well, Jesus drunk wine and, oh, this right here. And then, yeah, you know, they had this many wives and whatever. Why we can't, whatever. Don't even write to divide the scriptures and say whatever time it was that what was going on or what was occurring at that time, the reason why things were said and done when it was done. And even when the time changed, they don't even want to acknowledge that. We still want to stay over in an arena under the law of certain things when that time is gone. We don't worship no, oh, my God, we just bless the Lord. We just got to seek the face of God and trust, glory to God, that he has men and women that are teaching truth and living truth and walking in truth here on the earth realm when the enemy want to make it look like, oh, anybody's really saving. Here's the preacher of this, that. All they want is money. All they want is some preachers and pastors out here sacrificing out of their own pocket, trying to keep the house open, trying to get the word out to the people, trying to, glory to God, do what is necessary to maintain, glory to God, the work of the kingdom to go forward. And then, yes, you have some greedy ones out there. Yeah, you have someone, but you have to be able to seek the face of the Lord and learn who is to know that there's some true believers. Like he told, glory out there, Elijah, when he ended up did great exploit on Mount Carmel, and go about with the killing of the 450 prophets or whatever, when Jezebel was glory to God coming in, glory to God, to the afterwards everything was over with, to threaten him, and he thinking, I'm the only prophet that's left, because he had killed some and threatened glory to God his life. But the great God that he served, glory to God, had to let him know that, you know what, I have 7,000 that have not bowed down to Baal. And he said, glory to God, that he already know how great God is to bring him back. He's tired and overwhelmed and whatever like this and the threat of whatever. But there's so many other things were going on in the background. They had him to that point where he just overwhelmed and just this enemy just used that to make him put him on the run. But God turned around and used him greatly and still end up destroying the very one that's threatening his life and many other prophets. So we know, glory to God, there's things that God is telling us for us. Old patriarchs in our lives, things even took us through already that sometimes we forget and don't remember, glory to God, the power of the anointing of what he just brought us through, like the children of Israel. They brought up out of Egypt, and they over and glory to God on through the dry land out of an ocean, and have them to walk through and then destroy the Egyptians, and still on the other side now, you're going to cry to go back to where you have been whipped and killed and glory out abused and glory to God and then had to make brick without mortar and all kind of stuff. What in the world? But that's what the enemy will do, is have people's minds to forget all the power, the anointing, the healing, the deliverance, and all the provisions God made. And because of this crisis going on now, you want to go backwards and glory to God and we go backwards in destruction. The enemy don't have nothing good for us. Or everything he want to do is destroy. And he like when you turn my Quran, you want to come back to him for embraces, because he got a way to use you and put you on the dump. But he wants to destroy you so that way you won't have the opportunity to get that. But thank God for his mercy and grace. He is married to the backslider, but we can't continue to be a repeat offender and expecting God, glory to God, to say, it's okay. It's okay. That's not foul. He loved us even on our way to hell. So because hell was never made for us, none of us, was only for the enemy and his disciples. I mean, not the enemy, the enemy and his angels that fell from heaven. But those things right now, we made a choice after Jesus came on the scene, and glory to God, he went through all that suffering, and glory to God, and all that beating, and all that ridicule, and all that ostracism, and criticism, and glory to God, and lied on, and whatever, and still yet went to the cross. Love kept him on the cross. He even stopped dying to save, glory, out of sinner. But in the meantime, when it was finished, it's up to us. He'd have made every provision. Now we got to make our choice, and we're going to live for him. And living for him is living holy and living righteous. And that's a daily walk. That's a daily walk. We may stumble and fall, but in the midst of it all, if we press and pursue, glory to God, it'll be less falling, less stumbling, and then we can be able to encourage and be a light to others as we lift Jesus Christ up. So we thank God for all that he's done and doing. Thank God again. Merry Christmas. Thank God for Jesus. Father, we do thank you for tonight. We thank you for even just the sharing tonight. Glory to God, and we just talk about prayer, just sharing, go out being refocused, go out being learning to wait, and the challenges and the fears, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And Isaiah 41:10 said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yeah, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, and I will uphold thee with my right hand of righteousness. And he have a plan for, he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us, glory to God, not to let the prosperity or the blessings and the things that he gives us to, glory to God, be the ones that possess us. We're to possess it, but we're to seek first God and let him order our steps, and many blessings still can come and overflow. Then not only that, just for ourselves, but to be a blessing to the less fortunate, for those that are hurting and going through, but have a word to encourage others to come to Jesus and know, glory to God, he saved, delivered, healed, and he will set you free. Father, we bless you tonight, and we ask you to bless, glory to God, the word as we continue to seek your face on a daily basis, that we never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and esteem others more highly than ourselves, that we will pray one for another and help those that we can help and go out with a spiritual, natural, or physical, or just prayers of encouragement. Pray for our youth. Pray, glory to God, for their minds. Pray, glory to God, for their health. Pray, glory to God, for decision-making. Pray for those jokes that are to be destroyed, that I want them to be gangbangers or grow suicidal or out doing hideous and crazy things and getting caught up, glory to God, in things that will just challenge their lives and cause them to lose their lives. Lord God, we pray for our youth. We pray against the enemy to have their minds so twisted and caught up, glory to God, through the internet, through other voices, through homosexuals, through, glory to God, feeling just hopeless and having things, glory to God, that cause them to do things, glory to God, that normally they wouldn't. And some, glory to God, generational curses, we cancel that. And even some of the abuse that might be going on in their homes or other places or at school, God, we are praying, expose the enemy. Expose, glory to God, deceit. Expose the tricks of the devil that we may have them running around shooting at people's homes, glory to God, whether it was a few gangs or this for the fun of it. Oh, glory to God, are hurting people. Even for those, glory to God, that are out there that are just thinking, glory to God, there's been a time now for challenges, just a challenge to want to mow people down with guns or even their cars like there's no tomorrow. God, I pray against every foul spirit of the enemy that bring in destruction and even some of the things that he already plotted and planned even through this holiday time, not only with our youth, but families and whoever. Pray a blood covering against the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Take authority over every foul and unclean spirit. We bind it up and loosen from its assignment every voice of confusion, every spirit of suicidal, every spirit, glory to God, that will cause, glory to God, murder and glory to God and harm to others. We take authority over it and loosen from its assignment now in the name of Jesus. And we loose, Holy Spirit, to have thine own way. And pray, glory, for peace and joy. Pray for understanding and clarity. Pray for taking out a heart of stone, putting a heart of flesh. I'll go open up the ears and their heart, glory to God, to turn to you. Pray that some people are coming in pathway, that they will listen and they will take the knowledge of the truth. Pray for strong men and women of God to stand on the word and be concerned and caring, glory to reach out. Thank you for those that are. Thank you even for some of these glory to God, there's even organization that's trying to reach out to youth, and even for those that don't suffer abuse and this, that, and the other. Oh, God, and for so many things are going on that we need to pray for. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray for an awakening. Pray against, glory, discord and foolishness and glory to God, sowing discords and having busybodies and glory to God, for us to be the body. We pray, God, that we'll be healed and whole as we turn to you and release things back into your hand and recognize the trials and the tribulation that that comes, glory to God, some things beyond our control, other things are the enemy. We plead the blood of Jesus. Awaken us, glory to God. Awaken the body of Christ to recognize that you said about house of kingdom divided against itself can't stand. God, we are praying, glory to God, for revival. We're praying for change. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are standing, that they continue to stand, healed and encouraged and build, blessing their families and their homes. Saved, glory to God. We pray, God, for your will to be done in us. We need you, even in our weakest moments. We need you for courage. We need you for strength. We need you for wisdom and discernment in the name of Jesus. So we thank you again tonight. Thank you for Mother Alexander. Pray, God, to continue to bless in the home. Bless, glory to God, in the body. Bless her endeavors. Bless her family here and overseas. Bless, glory to God, whatever you call her to do in ministry, that God continue to increase. Glory to God. Thank you for financial blessings, spiritual blessings. Thank you for a woman that loved God, loved his people, with no nonsense woman that will stand in truth. Pray for the prayer warriors. Pray, God, you're blessing their families, their homes, and whatever else, glory to God, they're in need of right now. Pray for those that are less fortunate, those that are out in the cold, those that their lights and glory utilities may be off, God, that it'll come on soon. Pray for the workers, glory to God, out there in the cold trying to make it happen for the utilities and for other things and even for people's pipes are breaking and glory to God. Even for the day hearing just a little a couple of hours ago about even another break is down, glory to God, and some people's homes flooded right here in the building because it flooded in the office. God, we pray, glory to God, that you work that out. They don't have to be sitting up in cold or problems. And God, we pray that they'll get the proper help they need. And all around the globe where everything is going on and tipsy-turvy through the walls, the fires, the storms, and whatever else, those ones that are stuck out in the storms, whatever may be going on, and even those that will be hurting through grief and sorrow right now, touch their hearts and bless and heal and deliver. Keep us, God. Keep our minds. And Lord, my daughter and her husband on that road, God bless them out there too. And Monty, while she's working, all of our families and Misha and their families, pray for all the Prayer Warriors family. Pray for the body of Christ and our leaders too and our president for wisdom. Also, glory to God, and vice president for wisdom in Congress and glory to God and all of them to make decisions concerning glory to God, our country as well as glory to God, Ukraine. Let us not make ourselves thin. Glory to God that the enemy won't come in and find a way through China and Korea and whoever else out there. Glory to want to bring Russia to bring destruction. God, give us wisdom. Help us, God, most of all the body of Christ, that we'll pray, seek your face, and we'll come on one accord and let go some of these things that the world has got them captivated with. We pray for those things to be destroyed, but an awakening and awareness. I bless you again tonight for just the sharing. And we pray, God, that we are built up and also pray for the service tomorrow as we give those praise reports of the glory of God and we continue to embark upon this new year that we'll have life, health, and wholeness and a determination to live saved and holy and not just come in the beginning of the year, but we can walk through the truth and be obedient all throughout the year. We speak life because in you we live and move and have our beings. And we thank you and we bind Satan up out of the cords, set up traps, plots, plans, and schemes. And untimely death, sickness, and disease, and even those that are going through their respiratory and COVID, that God, they'd be delivered, and this thing would be eradicated, that it will not rise again. In the name of Jesus, we speak life, health, and wholeness, and angels of the Lord be in camp. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Sweet rest and sleep. And we thank you for all that you do every day, even the very food we eat. Oh, God, and the shelter, and glory, activity of our limbs and sound mind. We bless you, and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. And loose the Holy Spirit have that way as we call our peace and our joy back in as well. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We glorify you and pray glory to God. Even those that haven't eaten yet, that you bless provision to be made. And for those glory to God that do need to still eat, God, we thank you for it. Bless and sanctify that food. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. My sister not coming back on so I can open up to say goodnight to Mother. Gotta wait a minute because it did not come back in yet. Oh, it just went off. Hallelujah. Here we go. Just a minute. Now, faith. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Mother, we're going to now let you have a prayer, prayer
Hello?
Request. Yes, ma'am. I had to open the line. I had to open
Can
the
you
line.
Hear me? Oh, I thought you were saying that you I got off. No,
yeah, the line I had to open it. The system went, the screen went off, and I had to put the code back in to get it back up. Go down and open the line for you to so.
Oh, no. I thought you didn't hear me because I said, wait a minute, my phone gone again.
Oh, no, you couldn't. No, I couldn't hear you because I didn't open my, I hadn't opened your line yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it, my dear. No, during the time when I had to go and open the door, my next grandson is here. So I tell him, hold on a minute.
Have a great time. Hope y'all enjoy each other.
Amen, baby. I enjoy the night. Praise the Lord,
well, thank
because
you.
Prayer is essential. I enjoy
yes, ma'am.
God hears you about because a lot of time people don't believe that. You must have a prayer life. And as a woman or a man of God, you must know prayer life is a key, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Because no matter what goes on here and hurt, if you have a prayer life, baby, you know exactly where you're standing, regardless what
That's
the
right,
enemy ma'am. Come against with you. Because you know prayer is the key of your life, regardless
Amen.
What. Amen. So I
Amen.
Enjoy the
Praise
service,
God.
Girl. I enjoy the service. Thank
well,
God
we
for
bless
you tonight.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We'll have our time to share with the Lord. Amen. And thank God
Amen.
For you. And he said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name. So we thank
yes,
God for
indeed.
The two.
Amen.
So all
Amen.
He's looking for is for faithful people. Well, just because
all
it's
right,
a number,
now.
Oh, you're going to obey God. So thank God for you. Pray
That's
you and your babies enjoy each other. And have a good night. And we'll look forward to the Lord saying the same tomorrow as we continue to say Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And have
all
a
right.
good night, Mommy.
You too now. Bye-bye, dear.
Night-night.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom. To God be the glory. Angels be in camp.